Strange Adventure.
John Jewett and John Thompson stood on the wooded shore of Vancouver Island and watched the brig Lydia come to anchor in the sheltered cove. Their hearts leaped as they thought of the freedom which might soon be theirs. For over 2 years now, they had been slaves of the savage Nootka Indians under Chief Makena. They recalled the day when their ship, the Boston, had anchored here upon a trading voyage. How the savages had swarmed aboard, slaughtering their crew. How they had been captured and forced to labor for their red masters. As long as the men did their work and no other white men appeared, their lives were much the same as members of the tribe. But now, as the Lydia anchored in the bay, the natives were for killing the two slaves, lest they get a message to the brig. Should that happen, the crew would start a massacre in reprisal for the Boston. Chief Makena had Jewett brought before him.
You wish to board ship?
Jewett knew the Indian would not make such a generous offer unless there was a catch to it.
No, I have no desire to see those men. I do not know them, and I have become one of your tribesmen.
Chief Makena nodded, pleased. He gave orders that Jewett's life was to be spared. Then, to show his trust in the white man, he asked his advice.
Do you think it's safe for me to go to ship?
Well, why not? They know nothing of the Boston, and I will not see anyone to tell.
Then you write nice letter. Introduce me to captain.
Jewett agreed. He wrote, to the captain of the brig Lydia, sir, the bearer of this letter is the Indian King Makena. He was the instigator of the capture of the ship Boston and of the murder of 25 men of her crew, the two only survivors now being on shore. I hope you will confine him according to his merits and keep so good a watch over him that he cannot escape. By so doing, we shall be able to obtain our release. Signed by hand, John R. Jewett, armorer of the Boston for himself, and John Thompson, sailmaker of the said ship. Makena took the letter, looked at it, and then ordered Jewett to translate it word by word. Forcing his voice to hold steady, Jewett explained he had written that the chief was a wonderful person and that the captain should give him a good supply of biscuits, molasses, and rum. Jewett's stomach knotted with hope and fear as he tensely watched Makena and his retinue enter the canoes and paddle toward the brig. Makena had barely boarded the brig when his men were seen paddling frantically toward shore. The natives grabbed Jewett and Thompson and made ready to torture them.
Kill me if you wish, but you will never see your king again if you do.
The Indians admitted he spoke the truth. The two white men were quickly put into canoes and taken to the Lydia. The captain wanted to kill Makena, but Jewett objected.
No, the Indian shouldn't be judged the same as a civilized person. Besides, Makena has been robbed and his men killed by crews of previous vessels.
Makena shook Jewett's hand.
Come back, and I will trade with no one but you. Never will I board any ship except one which carries you. And never again will I use a letter to say I am a good man.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Curtain Call, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.